with me.
I gotcha. So either you don't come here anymore.
Oh. It seems like gym owners have had enough when it comes to the no filming policy. Some members are ignoring it and they are no longer tolerating it. This young woman was told she either stopped filming or they would call the authorities. Let's check what is going on.
Well, then why did you originally say it was fine?
What I said was that you don't have members in the shop, but clearly you've been unable to do that. I don't know what you're complaining about. I've actually had more followers call
her. That's what I'm saying. I'm being phone harassed. That's the thing.
Because I'm fucking white racists.
What point is she trying to make? It has nothing to do with who she is, but what she is doing.
I bet if I was some wealthy Saudi prince, they wouldn't want to kick me out.
I don't know why. A lot of people don't understand the meaning of a policy. If they said that they don't want members filming themselves while working out, it means that no member should be allowed to do so. Gym owners have a valid reason why they have implemented those rules, and most of us know what those reasons are. I don't have to mention them again, but I find it fascinating that we still have influencers that insist on recording themselves in the gym, which already implemented no filming policy. If you have to film yourself for professional reasons or something else, you either get your own gym or find a gym that doesn't prohibit filming. They should have more consideration for the gym owner. It's important to understand that gym owners are running a business, and this is the policy they decided to introduce in their premises to protect other customers and their business. Gym owners noticed that they were losing customers as many members lost interest in working out, and other members decided to create a home gym because of the filming issue. Therefore, it's in their best interest to do something about it before they close their door due to the lack of customers. They are doing their best to bring the gym to the place it used to be, where all members feel comfortable working out without the worry of having the footage of themselves on social media. Filming causes a lot of disturbance in the gym, and this is something that gym owners are trying to prevent on their premises. In this case particularly, the staff member told her that she already had a complaint from another member because this young woman was filming, but still, she believed that there was nothing wrong with what she was doing. Why is it so difficult to understand that many people are not willing to have footage of themselves taken without their consent? But the staff member conducted herself properly. You either follow the rules or leave. The rules are implemented for a reason, and they must be followed. Let's check what is going on in the comment section of this clip. The first comment suggests a good solution to this issue. Let's read it. More gyms either need to ban video recording and photography inside the building or require reservations ahead of time so other members know what is going on. This would solve it, especially if they ban the video recording completely. Another suggestion is also good, which is the reservation ahead of time, which would allow the gym to give them a specific spot where they can record their workout without having another member in their footage. Let's check the next one. My gym has always had signs all over the place that no filming or inappropriate attire is allowed. So I've never seen any attention-seeking behavior where I train. This is a good measure, and it is working in the gym he frequents. Having signs all over the place will be an extra reminder that they shouldn't record their workout, but the funny part is that a lot of them still do it even if they see signs prohibiting it. I don't want to say anything about the next comment. It is too funny. I still don't believe that she thought of that. This is the funny comment. It's because I am white. What is she even talking about? They are asking her to leave because she is not following their policy. It has nothing to do with who she is. If she was following the rules, they wouldn't have asked her to leave. That was funny. Let's check the next one. Honestly, surprised anyone was ever allowed to record inside a gym. I do understand where he is coming from because the gym should be no filming by default. Members should know that the gym shouldn't be the place to record themselves because it is a public place where we share with many people at the same time. So it's likely that people will be filmed without their consent, which can cause some issues as this is something that a lot of members are not okay with. And the next clip will show the reason why filming is distracting both groups, the members filming and those who are being filmed. In that clip, the person creating content is wasting more time checking who is entering her filming range than actually working out. Let's have a look at it. Thank you.
Really?
Based on her reaction, she believes that they had no business being there. It's like that part of the gym belongs to her and no other member should step in that area. But she forgot that all members are paying the same monthly fee so they can move around the gym as they please, like she is doing as well. I wonder where this level of entitlement is coming from. And they are the same members getting upset that gym owners are banning filming on their premises. They act surprised and naive, like they have no idea why the rules change when it comes to filming. What makes her think that her filming range area belongs to her? Can you imagine if all influencers had the same attitude at the gym? You know, imagine that all of them prefer that nobody appear in their footage range. What would happen to other gym members? At that point, they would have to ask all other members to leave the premises and let only the influencers complete the recording workout. And this is what gym owners are trying to prevent. The most interesting part of this situation is that she is getting upset because other members are walking past the space they also paid the membership for. No member has more rights than the other. And this is something she should know about. How come she doesn't understand that this is a shared space? If she wanted to have her footage without the interference of anyone, she should have a private gym. Let's have a look at the comments. Gym owners should offer private spaces for content creators. Charge the content creators more money for membership. Allocated space would be another great idea. It would allow them to be in a room with other influencers who wouldn't mind being filmed. And that would be one of the best solutions. But I bet they wouldn't like this idea. Because if we are honest, we know that they want guys to look at them. And if they have a private room without other members, they wouldn't get the desired attention. They wouldn't be able to make any more creep guys video. It would eliminate the purpose of going to the gym and they wouldn't like it. The next comment has the answer to all the issues we currently have in the gym. If implemented, we will have no more complaints. If I owned a gym, not only would filming be banned, but also a strict dress code prohibiting skin tight clothing would be implemented. The first measure we already know would help a lot as it would eliminate 50% of the problem we currently have. The second measure, which is the dress code, is gold. If the second measure is implemented, we won't have any more viral videos of creepy men looking at women in the gym. They dress the way they do to draw attention to themselves, and then they complain that men are looking at them. But this is the same person who would post her content online for millions of people to see. So why are you upset that a few guys looked at you when you will post the same content for the world to see? I thought they didn't want people to look at them. Let's check the next one. I don't want to be filmed, period. Most members share the same opinion. They don't want to be filmed. And this is the point most influencers still didn't get. Seems like they believe that it's not a big deal, but they should respect other members. Not everyone wants to be filmed, especially when they can easily appear in a viral video on social media just because they went to the gym on that day. Let's check the next one. These gyms aren't going to risk their bottom line by allowing recording, which causes men to be too afraid to even go to the gym. And men are the majority of their customers. At the end of the day, they need to understand that the gym is a business and it's in the owner's best interest to do something to protect what they worked so hard to build. They know that if no change is made, they will lose a lot more customers and this is what they are preventing. Tell me what you think about the staff member who told that woman that she either leave or they will call the authorities. Was she right to do that? Let me know in the comment section. This is all for today's video. See you next time. If you like it, don't forget to subscribe.